Yo, what is going on, everybody? It's your boy Trevor coming at you with his new podcast on January 5th at 5 p.m. Gonna try and do this thing by myself. I think it'll be a lot better with two people, but I'm gonna shoot it out and see what we can do. A little running from Far Side. I know I've been running all day, keeping up with the snow, cleaning out my driveway. That's a lot of fun. With a gimp arm. It's fun. So I want to say thank you guys for checking this out and supporting me with all the goofy crap that I do and the new ventures I take, because you never know where it's going to lead and you never know what's going to happen. And I want to just experience life and not be singled into or boxed into one certain thing. So I guess I'll get right into it. The news, the things we're looking forward to, and everything else. We are starting RCEC TV. That is a live video on Facebook that we're going to do weekly. We are going to, just kind of have a TV show once a week for everybody to check out. And hopefully we'll be able to record it as well on the podcast at the same time, which I think is going to happen. I have a machine that is capable of doing this. So we're excited about that. We're going to be having a special guest, Trevor Patch. He's going to be coming in and showing us his 48-hour challenge build and one of his ultimate scale challenge builds. One is an 8x8. It's freaking crazy. And one for the ultimate scale challenge is looking nuts. It's a old school truck with a salter and a plow and a whole bit. It's a nice looking truck. So we're looking forward to having Trevor in. We're going to announce the People's Choice Awards. For those that don't know, we had a little thing on Facebook where people got to vote in their favorites. And we got some winners. And we're going to announce those winners. We're pretty excited about that. I don't know. I like to try something new. And, sometimes things flop and fail, and sometimes things are mediocre, and sometimes things take off. So you'll never know until you try. And People's Choice Awards kind of took off. Overwhelming response, over 900, comments and likes for 900 votes for all the People's Choice Awards, which is kind of crazy. We're excited about that. Let's see. We also have a competition going on that some of you may or may not know. It's called the RCEC TTC Build-Off. Did you get all that? A lot of abbreviations. It's basically Radio Controlled East Coast Top Truck Challenge. What I put up is that if we could all build cars that competed, RCs rather, that competed in the actual Top Truck Challenge over in Hollister Hills, California, we would do something. We would get a get together, and or at least we'd all have nice trucks to brag about. We're going to have a voting competition on who wins. That's going to be another kind of People's Choice contest. And RC 4-Wheel Drive is sponsoring that, and I believe they are picking out three winners. I don't have the full details in front of me, womp womp, but that's what we're doing. And a lot of beautiful trucks are already being built. I'm waiting for my parts and pieces to get here. I'm pretty excited about that. With the winter and everything we do in RC, it kind of slows down. Can't really go out in the freezing snow. I know there's hardcore guys and girls that go out and play in the snow and the freezing cold. I am one of those people, but it does slow down. Not everyone wants to go out there, so they all kind of focus on events that they can go to that are inside and or far away. We have Motorama coming up in February, which is the 21st, I believe, something like that. I don't have the dates in front of me, so you can look it up. Motorama is an amazing event. It's 3 days. They got racing quads and motorcycles. They got battle bots, Scale RC, the Recon G6 with Brian Parker. They have racing in three levels of RCs, 1/8 scale buggies, trucks, short course trucks, you name it, they got it. They got show and shine type vehicles there, demos, the whole bit. Motorama is an amazing place, and the food, oh my god, the food is delicious. You can ask John Baskins on that. We went and enjoyed ourselves with some big old cheesesteaks down in Pennsylvania. And then I believe the following week is the USTE, which is the Ultimate Scale Truck Expo, put on by a bunch of cool guys. And I know they're really trying to bring something here to the East Coast, like we all are. And they're doing a fine job down there. And I expect this year to be outstanding and amazing, per usual. The guys running it and helping out with it, like Kevin. I know it's going to be an awesome, awesome time, but that's down in Florida. You guys should check that out. Ultimate Scale Truck Expo. It's on Facebook, and I do believe they have a .com, so check that out. Those are the up-and-coming events. For us over here at Radio Controlled East Coast, we have two events that come up in the spring. One is the Concrete Crawl, which is basically we get together. A little backstory, that's how we met. This is how this all started. Radio Controlled East Coast, Woodchuck, aka Robert Cook III, who is my right hand man, found me on YouTube because I was making YouTube videos at the time. And he's like, "You're in Vermont, where are you?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm here." He's like, "Dude, I live 10 minutes from your house." I was like, "That's nuts." So we decided to have a get together in a neutral place because I don't know, could be a creeper, want to wear my skin. And so we decided to meet on Church Street in Burlington. And we put the word out. I didn't have a lot of followers in Vermont that I knew of. I knew there was Ethan Hill, but he lives way up in the neck, and I didn't know if he was going to come or not. But he showed up, and a bunch of other guys showed up. I think we had 4 to 5 people at our very first get-together. And what we did is we took our RCs, and we drove up Church Street in Burlington, Vermont. It was really awesome. A lot of people, you know, were like, "Whoa, what are those?" And we're like, don't touch them. Get your kid off my truck. And we had a great time. And it was downhill from after that. So now our Concrete Crawl, this is the 5th or 6th. I think this is our 5th. I'm not 100% sure. I'd have to ask Woodchuck. This is his baby. He takes this event and goes with it. But we do... What we do now is we go to St. Albans, Vermont, where they have a maple festival on the last weekend of April, and they do a big parade on Sunday. So we build a float, and we do the parade with all the tractors and bands and cars and etc. Everything you see in a parade, and then we're in that. That's our Concrete Crawl. So we just kind of have fun and enjoy ourselves, and then if the weather cooperates, we go out and wheel after. Then it comes up our next event, which is the 48-hour challenge, which is the bad boy. I probably shouldn't tap the table. You probably heard that. Which is the bad boy event, the baddest enduro you could ever be a part of. 48 hours straight, no sleep, no rest. You get to go to the bathroom, you get to eat some food, change batteries, work on your truck, but you're wheeling up and down Bolton Valley's resort mountain. This isn't a walk in the park. You're not standing around looking at your RC, driving it around for 48 hours. No, you're hiking up and down a mountain. It's going to be amazing. It's a wonderful time. We did the first 48-hour challenge, which was amazing. There was 4 of us. We were pretty pumped to do that. And once we realized we could do it, we wanted to keep doing it. Last year, a bunch wanted to do 56 hours, and so I put up the mark of 64 hours to do straight. I started Friday night, Friday evening, I think at 4 or 5, I don't remember, in the pouring rain, which was fantastic with my, TF2 long wheelbase truck. And we went for it. I saw so many different weather changes and patterns and temperature drops and rises. Oh, 64 hours, you're falling asleep while you're standing. You know, it's pretty crazy. But once you're done, you feel like a sense of relief and accomplishment. After you go to sleep and you wake up, you realize you just kind of kicked ass. So it's kind of a great feeling, and you're doing it for a good cause, which will be announced next week, I believe, or 2 weeks. We're going to let everybody know who we're doing the event for, which is pretty dang awesome. That's the 48-hour challenge in a nutshell. We love that event. Only a few have done it, and it's kind of like a bragging rights, you know, like, yeah, cool, you nice. I won't talk smack, I promise. I will when you get here. Yeah, that's pretty much it on that. We have some new rules that the Radio Controlled East Coast Gang, Coast Gang have come up with. It's the Scalers and Crawlers Association, aka SCA. Yeah, purposely made it that way. It's basically a set of rules we're going to implement for all our Ultimate Scale Challenge events. And we will be using them for a lot of our other events too. When we do ledge stock, we do sled pulls. You'll be in a Division 1 truck, a Division 2, a Division 3. That's how we're going to set up the sled pulls. More of that will be announced. Ledge stock is going to be huge this year. It's our second year, first official baddest festival on the East Coast right here from your boys and girls at Radio Controlled East Coast. You heard it here first. We got a lot of people trying to come over here and be something. It's cute. We have that. I'll touch more on that. Those are the rules. You can find those on Facebook, Scalers and Crawlers Association. Let's see, what else? The HPI Venture. That is actually pretty amazing. HPI is sending me their venture to use for the 48-hour challenge, which I'm really, really excited about. This will be the third company that has offered up a car for us to use and abuse for 48 hours. Our first year were 4-axial trucks for us, and it was really, really amazing and really generous. CKRC helped us out with that, and we will be forever grateful for that. The second year we did that, I was with CBE, and I built a truck off the CBE switchback rails and some other various parts and pieces, and that was really fun. The third year, RC four-wheel drive handed over their long wheelbase TF2 for the 64-hour enduro. It was a champion. It was strong. It worked well. Couple little things that broke that were easy to fix and replace. So I'm excited to tear into this venture, HPI venture. We're gonna expedition it out. We're going to make it a full-on expedition truck and a possible trailer, if I have the time to build. Exclusive RC is going to be sending me some interior, so we can have some interior parts as well as some exterior scale accessories, which is going to be awesome, which is exactly the way it should be. And I believe there's a couple other guys that are going to build expedition trucks. That is the theme of this year's 48-hour challenge. So we're pretty excited about that. Man, 15 minutes. We're almost there. I enjoy talking to people about RCs. I enjoy talking to my friends about RCs and, you know, all that fun stuff. But I am going to end this so you guys can, you know, listen to it again, delete it, say Trevor's an idiot, moron, whatever it is. But I will be recording our TV shows. So those will be additional podcasts that I'll be doing. Super excited for this next part. But you guys are going to have an awesome night and an awesome weekend. And thank you so much for checking this out. You guys have a great night.